pointing to Syria's ongoing civil war bloodbath, Iran's nuclear ambitions, and Russia's intervention in Ukraine, Republican lawmakers have criticized President Obama's leadership on the world stage. Senator Ted Cruz.
A critical reason for Putin's aggression has been President Obama's weakness. That Putin fears no retribution. Their policy has been to alienate and abandon our friends.
Expanding on the critique is House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Rogers.
Up to date, we thought it was a different century, and the administration thought, well, if we, if we just act nice, everyone will act nice with us. And that's just, unfortunately, not the way that the Putin and the Russian Federation sees the rest of the world.
The White House is not deaf to the criticism. Spokesman Jay Carney.
There is an argument out there. Factless, founded on no substantiated basis, that suggests that the president of Russia has taken the action that he's taken because of actions the United States has taken. I think that any historian, anybody knowledgeable about Russia or the former Soviet Union would be as dismissive of that suggestion as I am trying to be now.
President Obama should focus on the immediate situation in Ukraine, according to analyst Michael O'Hanlon.
I don't feel like he should worry, and I don't think he is all that inclined to worry, that this broader cacophony of criticism about his supposedly feckless foreign policy needs to be proven wrong by how we react to Ukraine. The stakes are too high. The potential for doing something really wrong is too high.
O'Hanlon describes the administration's response to Ukraine as fairly robust, but adds stronger measures may be needed.
If Russia were to launch some kind of a general and blatant assault against Ukraine, I think the talk of helping Ukraine's military with various kinds of assistance should be seriously considered.
Russia says it is acting in Crimea to protect Russian nationals from what Moscow considers an illegitimate Ukrainian government. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.